This is Science Friday. I'm Ira Flatow. Imagine arriving at your destination after a long, long trip and finding a surprise gift. That's what happened to NASA's Mars Atmosphere and Volatile Evolution, or MAVEN, spacecraft, which entered Mars orbit on Sunday night. After a 10-month journey through space, MAVEN, by sheer coincidence, has arrived in time to get up close and personal with sighting Spring. That's a comet set to pass by Mars on October 19th. And boy, are scientists very excited. Why? Here to tell us why is David Brain, Assistant Professor of Astrophysical and Planetary Sciences at the University of Colorado in Boulder. He is a co-investigator on the MAVEN mission. Welcome to the program.
Thanks very much.
How excited are scientists?
Incredibly excited. This is at least a once-in-a-century event and maybe once-in-a-millennium or even once-in-a-million-year event to have a comet passing so close to the atmosphere of another planet.
Is the MAVEN in jeopardy of getting hit by the comet?
Well, that was a concern early on. Of course, we had no idea that the comet would be passing by Mars. We were happily developing our mission, building our instruments, putting them on the spacecraft, and then something funny happened. Someone told us that a spacecraft would be passing by Mars. So our first concern was for safety, of course. Mm-hmm. And over the months and years since the comet was discovered early in 2013, we've come to realize that the danger from dust impacts from the comet is likely to be low. However, we're still going to make sure that our spacecraft is safe before we attempt any science observations. And there are a couple things that we'll be doing to ensure the safety of the spacecraft.
Such as?
Number one, we're going to try to put Mars, or not even try, we're going to succeed in putting Mars between us and the comet during the most dangerous or risky period, the mm-hmm. period of closest approach of the comet's tail to the planet itself. And by hiding behind Mars, we can protect the spacecraft from dust impacts a little bit. Another thing that is likely to be done is to reorient the spacecraft, to turn it so that the least sensitive side of the spacecraft, the side that is most likely to sustain a dust impact without any great incident, is facing towards the direction from which dust will be coming.
Mm-hmm. How close will the comet get to Mars and to the satellite?
The comet itself is actually going to pass fairly far from Mars, which was also unknown at first. We didn't know if the comet would hit Mars or not. But now it looks like it'll pass 138,000 kilometers away, which is pretty far for a planet that's only 7,000 kilometers across or less. Mm-hmm. But comets have really big tails, and comets also have enormous atmospheres. The hydrogen coma of the comet could extend for hundreds of thousands of kilometers or maybe even a million kilometers. Mm-hmm. And so it could be that we truly witness two atmospheres in the solar system colliding with one another or interacting with one another. But the icy and rocky nucleus of the comet itself will pass quite far from the planet.
And that's why MAVEN is there, is it not, to study the atmosphere of Mars?
Yes, that's the purpose of the spacecraft, although we didn't know that a comet would be helping us with our science so soon in our mission. So this really was kind of a gift, an unexpected gift, as long as our spacecraft remains safe.
Well, let's talk about what is mysterious about the atmosphere of Mars and why you want to study it and how the comet may help you in that.
Yeah, this is really so interesting to me as a planetary scientist that we can study planets today not just as they are, but we can use our observations to figure out what they were like long ago. And one of the big puzzles with the Martian atmosphere and climate is the fact that we see all sorts of evidence on the surface that water used to exist there in a liquid state. We see dried up riverbeds, possible lake beds, rocks that on Earth only form in the presence of liquid water. And yet the atmosphere today at Mars is thin and cold, and water can only exist as liquid in certain regions near the equator, and then for maybe only a few minutes or a few hours at a time, certainly not long enough to account for the formation of riverbeds. Mm-hmm. And so the idea is that something has happened to the Martian atmosphere in the last 4 billion years, and the atmosphere has changed in a really big way. And MAVEN wants to explore some of the ideas for the ways in which the atmosphere could have changed.
What could have changed? Where did all the water go? Where did the atmosphere go?
I'm at the risk of making my job sound incredibly easy, there are really only two answers. A particle in the atmosphere could go down to the surface or subsurface in the polar caps or be absorbed basically at the surface, or it could go up and escape away to space. And it's the ups that MAVEN is focused on. What can give atmospheric particles enough energy to escape the gravity of the planet? And we have some idea of how these processes work, but our uncertainties right now as the in the scientific community for Mars and other planets vary by factors of 100. And so MAVEN is really going to help us understand whether Mars could have lost its atmosphere away to space.
Well, why don't we lose our atmosphere, but Mars doesn't? I mean, what is the difference between our planet, which has a lot of water on it, and Mars, which once did, and it's lost it? It's lost its
atmosphere. This is a really great question. It's a wonderful question. And if I were being completely frank, I would say we don't know. However, we have ideas. And the two big ideas are, number one, Mars is smaller than Earth. It's about half the size of Earth. And therefore, the gravitational influence that it exerts on its atmospheric particles is weaker. And so it's a little bit easier to tear particles away from the planet to space. And the other one is that Earth has a big global magnetic field generated deep in the interior of the planet. Mars may have had a global magnetic field 4 billion years ago, but Mars is enough smaller that it lost its internal heat and lost the ability to generate a magnetic field. And that magnetic field is actually very important, we think, for shielding the atmosphere, for preventing the solar wind, all these particles streaming from the sun, from interacting with the atmosphere and tearing those particles away. Wow. So that's something we would certainly like to test with our spacecraft.
Mm-hmm. And can the comet now that's been there with the tail of the comet, can that help solve that problem?
I think it can. It's an unexpected event, but incredibly useful, because gas from the comet and maybe dust from the comet will be entering the Martian atmosphere, and those have energy as they enter the atmosphere. And when they collide with the atmospheric particles there, they can heat up the Martian atmosphere and give those particles enough energy to perhaps escape. We'll really be testing to see how the atmosphere responds to something like a comet going by, some big event. And so with MAVEN, a couple days before the comet approach, we will be measuring the atmosphere with our instruments, if we're able to, and then for a couple days after the comet's approach. During the period of closest approach, we'll be protecting the spacecraft for several hours, mm-hmm. but we're really comparing before and after observations will tell us how the atmosphere has responded and whether escape is an important process when things like comets go whizzing by.
Mm-hmm. Now the country of India has its own Mars orbiter, or Mars orbiter mission going on. Is it similar to with the MAVEN? Is there any cooperation?
Yeah, isn't this wonderful? Mars is getting a little bit crowded, and we were only the new kids at Mars for a couple of days before our colleagues from India showed up with their spacecraft. And congratulations to them. We're extremely happy that they've arrived at Mars with their mission, and they have 5 science instruments on board, and at least 2 or 3 of those science instruments will be able to make measurements of the Martian atmosphere that could provide useful comparisons between the MAVEN team and the MOM team as well.
Mm-hmm. So what are the next steps for MAVEN? What should we be watching out for?
Well, right now we're in a transition period. We just arrived at Mars on Sunday, and we have about 6 weeks to test out the spacecraft, wake up the instruments, test a relay that's on board that can communicate with the rovers, and change the orbit of the spacecraft.
Now, there were images already created, right? MAVEN sent them back. How were they created? Did they tell us anything about Mars?
They did. This happened in our very first orbit around Mars that started on Sunday night. And within several hours, maybe 6 or 7 hours of arriving at Mars, some of the first science data was sent back from Mars orbit, from MAVEN, from an ultraviolet spectrograph, something that measures the atmosphere not at visible wavelengths, but in ultraviolet light.
Yeah.
And using the images that came back, the data that came back that were compiled into images, we were able to measure the extended hydrogen around the atmosphere of Mars, coming from Mars itself, look at oxygen in the atmosphere, and look at sunlight that was reflected from clouds in the Martian atmosphere and from the surface.
Yeah.
And the the spacecraft team and several of the scientists stayed up all night to analyze these data and give us our first ever composite image of Mars at ultraviolet wavelengths. Since then, we've awakened two other instruments to make some early measurements during this six-week checkout period for the spacecraft.
Yeah, you got to check it. As you say, when I interrupted you, you were explaining the checkout period. A tweet came in from Raleigh Screenprint who wanted to know, no one has mentioned yet, are we going to be able to see this comet from Earth? Do you have any idea?
That's a good question. So the comet was discovered from Earth in Australia, and the comet is named Siding Spring after Siding Spring Observatory, where it was first discovered. And when it was first discovered, it was out beyond the orbit of Jupiter. I'm guessing that the question had a lot to do with whether we would be able to see it with our naked eyes from Earth. Yeah. And I don't believe that's the case, but don't hold me to that answer. Mm-hmm. At Mars, the comet could be fairly bright. I heard that the visual magnitude, the anticipated visual magnitude for the comet is something that should be pretty evident.
Wow. And how long will MAVEN be in operation? Does it have any other mission just besides its original intent?
So the original science mission will proceed for one Earth year, starting in November of this year. And after that, we would have to go back and ask NASA for funding to continue our observations. Mm-hmm. However, the spacecraft is in really great health. It has a lot of fuel on board, and it could survive, we think, until at least the mid-2020s.
Wow.
And MAVEN carries a relay. Basically a radio that can communicate between the landers and rovers on the Martian surface and home here on Earth. And so even if the science observations on MAVEN stop, and we hope that they don't, but even if they do, NASA will continue to operate MAVEN as a relay for missions like the Curiosity rover.
Mm, phoning home. Thank you, David, for taking time to be with us. Fascinating. David Brain, Assistant Professor of Astrophysical and Planetary Sciences at the University of Colorado in Boulder. Thanks again.